This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. We have a special guest today because today we are calling America to pray for Christians and believers to walk in divine health. And we believe that God has called us to divine healing and divine health. And today, Tim Hallmark, my longtime friend and personal trainer, is on with me. Tim Hallmark, of course, is a well-known figure in the athletic world. He's one of the most accomplished sports performance and fitness trainers of our time. One of his greatest passions is to see people get healthier and athletes get fitter and more athletic. He spent more than half of his life testing, researching, and discovering the most comprehensive and innovative ways to be healthier, fit, and more athletic. Tim attributes a lot of his success from what he has learned from chiropractors, orthopedics, therapists, psychologists, other trainers, and athletes. Many believe Hallmark to be the leading sports performance and fitness trainer of the last two decades, of course, training former five-time world champion Tim Hallmark Evander Holyfield for 20 years, and a lot of other athletes. And it's good to have Tim Hallmark on with us today. Hey, Tim, welcome to BPN Radio.
Hello, Dale. Good morning.
And it's so good to have you on, and I'm thankful to have had you to be my friend since 2005. We kind of had an unusual beginning because I called you up in 2005 at church in Austin, Texas, where you were attending the meeting. I did not know you, and of course you did not know me, and I called you up to give you a prophetic word, and when you came up, I heard the Holy Spirit say Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback. And I looked out in the audience. I didn't see Evander Holyfield. Did not know that you were Evander's trainer. And I gave that word to the entire congregation. You went home and called Evander, and Evander said, would you have Dale call me? And we started a journey there where I was able to travel with you and Evander all the way back to where he boxed for the world championship there in Moscow, Russia. And of course, since then, of course, you've been a wonderful friend of mine. You're not only an incredible trainer, but you're a man of God. You're a Christian leader. And I'm glad that you're on today. Great to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those words.
Yeah, you're a tremendous blessing. And how did you get into, I know that you graduated from University of Houston. You were, I believe you were a swimmer. You were NCAA swimmer. So evidently you got into fitness early on, but how did you become Evander Holyfield's trainer?
Well, I had been in working out and working in fitness centers and all that for about 9 or 10 years before I met Evander, and his first professional fights, about seven of them, he had a lot of trouble with his conditioning, and he would knock people out early in the fight. But he got a world title shot, and his manager and was very concerned that he couldn't go the distance. It was going to be a 15-round fight, and I was recommended by an orthopedist in Houston to help him with his conditioning, and because that was my reputation for conditioning athletes and it kind of spread, and so he recommended me. And they hired me to work with Evander in 1986 to prepare him to go 15 rounds against Muhammad Kawi. I found out later on that nobody really thought he could beat Muhammad Kawi, but Evander, he's the only one that really believed. I found out later his trainers didn't believe it, his manager didn't believe it. So So I evaluated how well he recovered and discovered that his recovery rate, his heart rate for recovery was very, very poor. And so we spent a number of weeks working on his recovery, and I did all the exercises with him. And that's where I think, you know, well, first thing Evander and I did the first day I met him was we went back in this little room in my training center, and we prayed that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all that we were going to do. Because it was a big undertaking for both of us. He was one of my clients, and a lot of things that we did were contrary to what he had done and were very, very contrary to what they had done in the boxing world for athletes. And so, but he did a lot of things that were so different, and that's one of the things that always impressed me, because one thing I'll say for Evander, he is a man of faith, and for him to do these things differently at that point in his career, when that was by far the biggest fight of his life and the first title fight of his life, to do all these things differently, he had to have a lot of faith in God, not me. But he trusted God, and as a result of that, trusted me. And one of the things that we did that I think did impress him was I did all the exercises with him, all the physical, all the running, all the weightlifting, all the drills. I went through them with him, so it wasn't like what I call a clipboard coach, where you stand there and tell someone to do more exercise, but you have no idea how they're actually feeling. And I did monitor his heart rate through all the workouts, so I really got a feel for what he was going through physically. And so that's kind of how I got started with him. He won that fight. He threw 1,087 punches in that 15-round fight and really surprised the whole boxing and sports world because what he did over 15 rounds. And as a result of that, I continued to train him and he went on to win every cruiserweight fight and was the undisputed cruiserweight champion of the world. And then he went on to be a heavyweight. I moved him up over the course of a few years, putting about 30 pounds on him to be a heavyweight. But I guess the great thing about all that, we were together for over 20 plus years, is our friendship has actually grown. It grew obviously throughout the training process, spending all those years together, traveling all over the world together. But even now, we talk on a regular basis. We talk every week. We're actually doing some major business together. And that's what I'm real thankful of, is that our relationship went on to become very, very close friends, not just athlete and trainer.
Well, and I know that's true. And, of course, some of the highlights of my 50-year ministry is being able to travel with you and Evander and be at some of those fights and praying in the Holy Spirit before he went out. A most unusual setting. If John Q. Public could have only seen it, they would think, well, that's not the way to prepare for a fight, being in the training room praying in the Holy Ghost. But it was true. Jesus was high and lifted up and exalted. And I know it's been a memorable run, which continues. Before we talk about Divine Health, give me maybe one or two of your most memorable moments there in Evander Holyfield's corner. I know that millions of people, of course, have seen you, Tim. But in the 20 years that you were there with Evander, what was some of your most memorable moments there in the boxing ring?
Well, I guess there were two of them. The first one was whenever he fought his first title fight back in '86, and again, the guy that he was fighting was a real tough fighter and a guy that everybody knew could go 15 rounds. No one, including the other fighter, thought Evander could go 15 rounds, so he kept expecting Evander to run out of gas, because that was kind of his history, was to run out of gas. And I remember about the sixth or seventh round, Evander started to kind of flounder, kind of to start to slow down, started to look like he was really running out of gas. And I said to him in the corner, I said, Evander, keep doing – and I did this out of faith. I mean, I knew he was in great shape, but it was a faith statement when I said to him, Evander, keep working hard, you will catch your second win. And that was a very bold statement to make, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just believed that. And, you know, I've come to believe that the greatest force in your life is what you believe, you know. And so I said that to him, and sure enough, he went back out the next round and picked the pace up, and for the next seven rounds just did not back off. And it blew everybody away. He actually had to be taken to the hospital afterwards because he was so dehydrated from from the heat and all that. So that was one of the amazing things that he, again, he believed enough in God that he took my counsel as you're going to catch your second wind as his trainer. Because I knew he was very, very fit, mm-hmm. and I knew he would recover between rounds and didn't back off. And that's easily said, not always easily done. The second one was whenever he fought Mike Tyson, and we had some prophecy about there was going to be something very, very strange happen in the fight and that you had to keep focused. And we didn't have any idea what was going to actually happen. But whenever Mike Tyson bit Evander on the ear and he came back to the corner, of course, he was bleeding real bad, and Evander didn't realize how bad he was bleeding. And you know, the Spirit of God came on me, and I just looked him in the eyes and said, stay focused on what you know how to do. Just stay focused on what you're supposed to do. Stay focused. And I just kept repeating that. Just stay focused. God's got a plan here. Stay focused on what you're supposed to do and do not get distracted. Mm-hmm. And those were just words from the Holy Spirit. And he went back out there because that was, you know, Mike was pretty, looking back at that tape a number of times, Mike was very, very frustrated that he couldn't do the things with Evander that he had normally done with other fighters. Mm-hmm. And so he was looking for an out. I say that respectfully, but he was looking for an out and was hoping to get Evander distracted, was hoping to catch him with a big shot that he wasn't expecting. And that's what Evander used to always tell me, you know, guys get hurt really bad when they see a punch they don't – when they get hit with a punch they don't see coming. So I tried to just kind of get him back to the thing that we had trained him to do and to keep with our plan and to keep – remember that God's got a plan and that – so he went back out there and did just exactly that. But there was a point in time there to where he was obviously very, very angry, very, very distracted. So that was huge. And yeah. Then for him to win that fight, and then I rode with him in the ambulance, you know, to go to the doctor, and just all those. those were two very, very great memories, you yeah. know, being able to be part of the team.
Memorable events. Well, I know that I've been a trainer to Evander Holyfield, but the world champion record holder, the calf roping, personal trainer for a young lady that was 40 and over, double tennis champ. You've trained a lot of other athletes in different areas, and you're creator of the Perfect Gym. You've been athletic director at Sweetwater Country Club, and you've won awards, and it goes on and on and on. What do you attribute good health to? Is it just eating right? Is it just exercising properly? I believe that God, Tim, wants us to walk in divine health, but so many Christians, they just do not walk in divine health. What is the problem?
Well, you know, I feel like there's four pillars when it comes to health / fitness. And I believe that you have to get someone healthy before they can actually get fitter. And then if they're an athlete, once you get them healthier and get them fitter, then you can actually make them more athletic. But what I've come to realize after 36 years is that every person truly is an individual. We'll start off with nutrition, for example. You know, years ago, I would advocate to most of my clients that there was a certain way that we should all eat and a certain way we should all drink and a certain way we should all combine our foods. And I really don't believe that any longer. I have come to see personally that what someone might say is good nutrition for one person is not the best nutrition for someone else. I'll give you a great example. I had someone in my life who had a lot of skin conditions, and they had gone to some of the higher dollar dermatologist, and they had these knots under their skin and all this, and nothing seemed to correct it. And then we went to an herbalist, and the herbalist said, oh, that's a food allergy. And this has been years ago, but I said, food allergy? They said, yeah, there's a sensitivity to certain nightshade foods. And I said, like, what do you mean? He said, well, like tomatoes and bell peppers and jalapenos. And I said, what? And he said, oh, yeah, that's the real problem here. And I thought, what? That was proved so true when that person quit eating those types of foods. And then, of course, I was very, very intrigued to learn more and more about this whole food sensitivity thing. And so when it comes to nutrition, my counsel is for each person, and there's a process you can do this by, to discover for themselves what foods their body likes and what food their body doesn't like. And the beautiful thing about that, and I could give you examples all day long, is once a person finds out that certain foods just don't do well with their particular physiology, they'll stay away from it. If they find out, God, I just don't do that great whenever I do this, or when I found that I eat this in the morning, I just don't feel that great at lunch, or I find out if I do, you know, eat these kind of foods, I just seem to carry more weight than I want to. So, but once they find out that, God, I feel good when I eat this kind of food, God, I feel good whenever I stay away from this, they're very, very highly motivated to do that. And that's why you see, Dale, you see all these different diet programs. You see them work for some of the people. Mm-hmm. It works for the people that their body happens to like that type of diet. But there's a whole bunch of people, I guarantee you, that you don't hear about that it didn't work for them because their body didn't like that particular way of eating. So what you would do, not to go into a lot of detail, you would basically eliminate maybe all dairy out of your diet for a couple of weeks, 14, 15 days, and then reintroduce it and see how it makes you feel. And again, what you realize by going through this process, what foods your particular body likes and doesn't like, and there are only two ways to figure that out. Either go get food sensitivity testing done by a doctor, or else yourself figure it out for yourself by eliminating and then reintroducing certain foods to your body. I also believe once you figure out over time what your body likes and doesn't like, and you're encouraged to stay on that type of eating plan for your body, your body, along with exercise, will fall into the weight that is right for your body. I've never been a big fan of you're this tall and you should weigh this much. You know, different people have different bone density. Different people carry their weight differently. So I've just never been a big fan of somebody saying, unless they do a percentage of body test, someone saying you should weigh this much. And then, of course, there's people that, well, I weighed this much in high school, so that they think they should weigh that much now. So that would be the first pillar of health and fitness. The second one would be some type of conditioning. And when I say conditioning, I'm not talking about just heart and lungs, which is important. I'm talking about working, conditioning the muscles, which is the heart and lungs, and all the other muscles, the muscles in the legs, the muscles in the shoulders, the chest, the back, and do a conditioning type workout where you combine strengthening and toning the muscles and the heart and lungs. In other words, you would stay in your individual heart rate range, which is according to your age, while you go through a strength conditioning workout. And that's why I keep going back to the whole individual thing. Every person should be doing these types of strength conditioning workouts and keeping their heart rate in a target range for their age. That's why you have to be careful that you don't just jump into an exercise program and do it with people. It's probably going to either be harder than what you should be doing or going to be easier than what you should be doing. So that's another way a person can really home in on that would be discovering their heart rate. And that's very, very, very easy to do. And then staying in that heart rate range during the exercise program, but make sure that you're staying in your heart rate, and also make sure that you're conditioning all the muscles in your body. And you could actually do that three times a week for 20 to 30 minutes. And so that would be the real part of the health and fitness part of it. And then, of course, I'm a huge believer in, like I said earlier, that what you believe has so much to do with where you are in life, and so much to do with where you're going in life. So, of course, the divine health is the spiritual health is amazing, depending on what you believe. If you're believing, if you have dreams, if you have goals, if you have aspirations, if you have desires of your heart that you're believing God's going to manifest for you, I think that has a lot to do with a person being healthy. I really do believe that the healthiest people are people at whatever age they're at, that have dreams, and they totally believe that when the Word of God says delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart, they believe that, and they even take time to see the way those desires look to them, and they actually take ownership of those desires before they see them manifest. I think that's a very, very, very healthy way to first off get closer to God, and for God to and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the angels to become more real to you, is by believing that the Word of God is 100% true. Mm-hmm. And then when it says, delight yourself in the Lord, you know, and he'll give you the desires of your heart, I believe delighting yourself in the Lord is believing what he says is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you choose to believe what he says is true, then you can, I believe in the Spirit, actually see what it looks like for those desires to be manifested or for those needs to be supplied. And then once you see them in the Spirit, you take ownership of them. And then it's just a matter of time before you believe and see God manifest before you. And then the last part of that part of divine health would be that when they do manifest in the natural for you, you share the manifestation of, and the joy of that desire of your heart being manifested with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with, as you actually see and feel them in your, you feel all y'all together collectively enjoying the manifestation of the desires of your heart. Because I believe that God has put right desires in our heart back to the foundations of the world. And he put them there so we can have faith in those desires. And he put them there so he can manifest them for us. And, you know, it'd be like a parent telling a kid, I'm going to get you a bike, I'm going to get you a bike, I'm going to get you a bike. Well, they're telling that kid that because they're going to get him a bike. Mm-hmm. And they want to get him the bike. I think God puts desires in our heart so that we can learn to live by faith and so he can manifest those desires for us.
So you're saying that there is like the Apostle Paul, there's a natural and there's a supernatural. And we
can mix
both and live by that. Hey, I want to say, Tim, that you have been a tremendous blessing to me over the years, giving me godly counsel, letting me call you my personal trainer. And, you know, the last several weeks I've had a few health challenges that you've helped coordinate those things for me. I believe one of the problems we have in health is that some people go from doctor to doctor or therapist to therapist or chiropractor to chiropractor, and there's no coordination with what is happening. And I know that you've really helped me in being able to coordinate seeing the right people at the right time, as well as prayer. And, you know, you suggested that Gene and I have communion daily for our healing. And you have just you've been able to mix prayer and I believe you're kind of a modern day Oral Roberts. You know, Oral Roberts, he said, I'm gonna mix a prayer and faith and medicine together. And I know there was a lot of skeptics, so, and they you know, they were very skeptical of Oral Roberts' approach. But I believe he was a man before his time. I know that my mother received treatment there at City of Faith. And I believe he was onto something, and I believe that you are continuing down that pathway that maybe he and other pioneers started. But there are so many people that I believe they just have the wrong concept or precepts of health. They you know, there are so many Christians today, and I don't say this judgmentally or critically, but you know, there's so many that is on so many different medications, and they're going from one physician to another physician, and some go from doing nothing to the extreme. Like, you know, you told me, Dale, you need to be walking maybe about 30 or 35 minutes a day. But there's a lot of people that believe that more is better. I mean, we have, you know, a lot of people involved in CrossFit, which I'm sure is good for some people. But some people just think that more exercise, more weightlifting, more is the proper path to go down. But, you know, I'm sure that your counsel is that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, you know, as Christians, I think we need to continually remind ourselves that we are spirit-led. And I think it's a day-to-day challenge that we don't drift over into the natural and just leave the spirit on the shelf. And so one of the revelations that I've gotten here recently that just blessed me was that all revelations from God, that I've continued to invent products and new ways of training, and I've come to realize even the revelations and how I would train somebody physically is from God. And even a revelation that, hey, you know, you need to exercise more, you shouldn't exercise so much, or a revelation that hey, you need to go see a chiropractor, or maybe just you need to quit seeing the chiropractor or the doctor. I mean, I think the chiropractors, the orthopedists, the massage therapists, all of them have a great place in physical health. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anything as powerful as being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows all things. And so I've come to realize that, and that's why my wife, and my wife is, she's such a strong, strong faith woman, and she has had us doing things since way back that help us remember that if it wasn't for what Jesus Christ finished, we couldn't even believe that we could be healed. If it wasn't for what Jesus Christ finished, we couldn't even believe that our desires of our heart can be manifested. And so we take communion in our home for all kinds of reasons. And it's just our way of kind of taking some time out of our day and stopping and remembering that we know that all our sins have been forgiven. And to remind us of the benefits, we know all our sins have been forgiven, all our diseases are healed, that God continues to keep a kind of mercy on our head, that he keeps us from destruction, and that he renews our youth like the eagle. You know, one of those things that we just do not do is talk about, oh, well, you know, I've gotten older. Oh, well, God, I don't remember this. You know, my wife and I remind ourselves that the memory of the righteous is blessed. So we don't get into this stuff of, oh, God, you know, Aunt so-and-so had Alzheimer's, so I'm going to, you know, we just believe what the Word of God says. So yes, I believe there's a place where you have to listen. Well, no, the only place to be is to where you listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, and it's going to give you all revelation. Now, revelation knowledge on who you should be doing business with, revelation knowledge on persevering as you wait for something to break loose for you. like I say, I've had times where God's dropped in my spirit that there was a certain part of my body that needed some healing, and it just came out of the blue. But it didn't come out of the blue. It comes as a result of asking God, show me what I need to do to be healthier. God, you say that you renew my youth like the eagle. Show me what I need to do. You get all the glory for it, but show me on a day-to-day basis, should I get more sleep? Do I need to and see, that's the other thing that I think is very, very important on this whole thing of individuals, is each individual, I think, has to figure out what type of exercise works best for them. And, of course, people ask me all the time, what's the best form of cardiovascular exercise? And I say, whichever one is safe that you will do. For example, someone might say, well, using a rowing machine is a great source of exercise, but if you don't like that, you're probably not going to do it, and eventually you're just going to quit, give up and quit. So that's not a good exercise for you. So one of the products that I actually have designed gives you about 40-plus exercises, so you can, as Evander would say, you're highly motivated to figure out what you like to do, so you'll do it. Mm-hmm. No matter how good it is, you're not going to do it. So, but even then, I do believe that through the power of prayer, through taking time to say, you know, what is the best thing for me to do? Even like the whole thing of figuring out what to eat. Holy Spirit, show me what foods my body likes. Show me what foods my body. And what's crazy about that is sometimes that'll be completely contrary to what you're going to read in Health and Fitness magazine, or you might read in Men's Health, or you might read a Good Housekeeping. And we just have to constantly remind ourselves that the Holy Spirit knows all things. Mm-hmm. So when we get frustrated, or when we get confused, or when we get angry, I'm kind of preaching to myself. I have to remind myself to stop, go take communion, remember that all things are possible through Christ, remember that all revelation, knowledge in every area of our life comes from God. If you're struggling in your finances, in your marriage, whatever, you go and say, what do I need to do? What do I need to believe? And I know one of the pastors I listen to, he says that right believing causes right living. And I thought, wow, that's so powerful. Easy said, but you have to work at it. I still go back to this whole thing that we're all individuals. How we hear from God might be different from somebody else. What kind of exercise works for us might be different from somebody else. What foods we eat is different from somebody else. What supplements? I used to put, I'd find a supplement that worked real well for me, and I put all my people on it. And now I'm realizing some of those people, that probably wasn't the best supplement for them. Now you can do, you can be tested to see how you do with those supplements, and they can actually tell you exactly the dosage for you as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all good, Tim Hallmark. So good to have you on BPN Radio today. So what do you say to you know, mostly this is, of course, this is a mostly a Christian based believers program. People helping us pray, and today we're praying for divine health for believers, calling America to pray for people to walk in divine health. And I know so many people, so many Christians, that they're on perpetual diets all the time. What is the what would be the upside or the downside of that? And what counsel would you give to these people that are never content with their weight? They're always trying to lose weight. They're on a perpetual diet. And, you know, they never feel good about themselves.
Well, you know, I feel like in some ways that can be the devil just keeping you from having some joy. You know, I mean, if a person's waiting for every single area of their life to be perfect before they're going to be content, they might be waiting a long time. You know, like I said before, this is what I believe. I believe that again, when the Word of God says that you delight yourself in the Lord, He gives you the desires of your heart. Then I think you go to the Lord and you ask for those desires and those, and He says He supplies all your needs. So I believe you go to the Lord and you ask Him to supply your needs. You ask Him to give you desires of your heart. And then once you've asked that, then you believe that He's a faithful God and He will answer those things for you. Then you take some time and you start seeing those desires, those needs supplied, and those desires. For example, someone that just knows that they're carrying too much weight. I mean, I'm not a real big fan of checking weight all the time, because I know back when I was in college and playing water polo and swimming, my weight would fluctuate 9 pounds every day. But there's people, just general population, their weight can fluctuate 3 to 5 pounds a day. So depending on when they jump on that scale, they might become very, very frustrated with their weight. So I'm not a big fan in checking the weight all the time. What we should be looking at when it comes to weight, Dale, is what percentage of that weight is muscles, bones, and organs, and what percentage of that weight is fat. And actually, when you put more muscle on, you might actually weigh a little bit more, but the more muscle you carry, the more calories you burn, the better your metabolism works on a day-to-day basis. That's why I've always, for over 40 years now, been a fan of weight training for every person, for every single person. It may not be big, heavy weights. It may be resistance bands. It may be doing push-ups and using your own body weight. But even like my Symmetricor 3G, it's designed to where you can do 40-plus exercises of all types of exercises. But it's all resistance training. So I think we should look at weight as how much of that weight is good, healthy muscle, bones, and organs, and what part of it is fat around your heart and lungs that's not healthy. You know, you can get a very, very simple percentage of body fat test done, and that would be a starting point. Now, for people that just know that they're overweight, then they also have to look at, are they going, like, for example, if a person goes on a diet and they have no energy and they don't feel good and all that, that's the wrong diet. Mm-hmm. I don't care who puts the diet together, and I say this respectfully, I don't care who puts the diet together for you. If you have no energy and you just don't feel that good, even if you get your weight down to where you think it's going to make you happy, it's the wrong diet. There's something you're doing your body doesn't like. I truly do believe that there is, like I said earlier, I call it food awareness or food sensitivity, where you can figure out over the course of maybe a couple of months what your body likes and what your body doesn't like. Mm-hmm. And you, like this whole thing with gluten, for example. All of a sudden, everybody says, I better quit eating wheat. You know, there's probably a lot of people out there, because the wheat may not be the same as it was 50 years ago, that probably don't do well when they eat wheat. But there's probably some people out there that they're okay with that. Their body's okay with that. So when we jump on every little fad diet, and I say fad because it only works for a certain percentage of the population, that's why just about everything I do, all 5 of my products, work on the fact that it works in your body as an individual. It works in what even the movement drills I do work on how individuals move differently than each other. So I would not recommend. I would ask yourself this: do I feel better on this diet? I would go more on how your clothes fit, not what you weigh. Mm-hmm. I've actually had females that I've put 3 to 5 pounds on, but that scares a lot of women. But they look better in their clothes. They're definitely healthier. See, that's the other thing about weight training. It can help your hormones work more efficiently. But for someone who's tried a lot of different things, it may be that there's something going on with their hormones. Like when women go through menopause, that's a whole nother skill set that needs to be analyzed. But I do believe, I still go back to what I've said a number of times, and it's kind of my big platform more so now than ever, is we are all individuals. There's no one supplement. There's no one diet. There's no one workout protocol that's going to work the same for every person. So for all this time people are spending jumping on this diet, jumping on that diet, ask yourself, is it working? Do I feel better? Do I sleep better? Do I have more energy? Does my skin look better? Is my hair and my nails growing? You know, just do kind of a self-analysis. And if it's not working, I don't care who it says it works for them, it may not be the right one for you.
It's good to have Tim Hallmark on with us today, my friend and a man that I call my personal trainer, Evander Holyfield's trainer, and he's trained many other world champions, a great man of God as well as a physical trainer, not just a physical trainer, but a life trainer. And it's good to have Tim Hallmark on, my friend. And we're going to be praying for divine health today in people's lives. I believe that God has called us to live in divine health. And I'm going to ask Tim Hallmark to pray in just a few moments. But I want to talk to you briefly because we don't want to run out of time. I want to talk to you briefly about people that are having unnecessary surgeries. I mean, there are a lot of believers out there that they're having surgeries, but maybe they don't need. Do you have some insight that you could give us in a capsule form?
Well, let me back up and say one more thing that I didn't include whenever I was kind of going through the pillars of health and fitness. Mm-hmm. The one pillar I didn't mention, which is huge, is the core of the body. You know, like Evander says in his testimony on my website, he says the core is the most important part. It's the most important muscle group in the body. And that's true, because for the athlete and for the general population, the reason I want to bring that back up is getting your core. I'm not talking super strong abdominal muscles. I'm talking to where your abdominal muscles, your oblique, and your low back muscles, they're all in good shape. They're strong. They're flexible. I'm not saying super strong, but they're balanced out. The reason that's so vitally important is because when a person's core is not balanced out and flexible, then they get hurt by doing something as simple as picking up something on the back porch or getting in and out of a car. And as many people know, they're down on their back. Then they can't exercise. And then they don't have a good mood. Then they have to miss work. So I wanted to back up and say that getting the core in good shape, good balanced out shape, is huge when it comes to health and fitness. As far as your last question goes, I still believe that as Christians, we have a huge advantage because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Praying to the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit and believing, what would be the right person for me to see if I need to see somebody? Is this the right? Before you go buy a diet program or whatever, Holy Spirit, is this the right plan for me? Is this the right person for me to go see? I do believe, like I tell my sons, they both recently got married and were blessed with the godly women that they have married. But I'll ask them, they'll call me and my wife and ask us about something that they're trying to make a decision on. And I'll say, do you have peace about it? And I say, guys, I've been asking y'all that for years, and I will continue to ask you, do you have peace in your spirit about it? So before a person steps off on a surgery, a diet program, a food deal, whatever, a workout program, you know, do you have peace about this being the right one for you? I do believe the Holy Spirit wants to be involved I know he does, in every single decision we make. Like I said earlier, revelation knowledge is for every aspect of our life, not just our spiritual life. It is, our whole life should be spiritual. So I believe the Holy Spirit, give it a couple days, give it however long it takes before you find your peace. And you may say, all my girlfriends are doing this. I don't have peace about that. I'm sorry. I don't care how good it is. I just don't have peace about that. I know there have been some great things, especially for women that you hear about, and I know some women who've tried it, and it's been a train wreck for them. Doesn't mean it was a bad thing, just mean it was not a good thing for them. And that's what I want to stress is, I don't know if any of this stuff is bad, but it may not be good for everyone, I guess is a good way to say it. Mm-hmm. There's times whenever surgery could be very, very beneficial for a person. There's times to where it might be one of the biggest regrets of your life. So again, as a Christian, pray about it. Don't step off on it until you find your peace.
Mm-hmm. I think, Tim, that's very, very important. I know that you've heard Jean's testimony in 2004 when she was diagnosed with cancer. And she was about to have surgery. One of our spiritual sons is a surgeon in Louisiana, about to have surgery. And there was friends came in and said to Jean, do you have a piece about this surgery? She said, no, I don't. And, yeah. So she called the head nurse and said, I'm not going to have this. And, of course, they immediately called Dr. David Remedios, and he said, well, whatever peace she has about it. So, you know, we had a supernatural healing there. So I do believe in walking in peace about whatever you do. I know so many people are troubled about their health. They're troubled in their emotional wrecks because of their health, what they're going through, many going through pain. And I'm so thankful to have you on today, because I know that you desire to be a blessing. And with your 35 years as a fitness and sports performance trainer, including world champions, and your involvement, I know that you're out of the ordinary, because you're not just talking about doing things in the natural, but also combining it with the supernatural. And I believe that more Christians need to have someone that understands those two aspects of life, the natural and the supernatural, helping coordinate their health journey. I'm so thankful to have you helping me coordinate, because so many people are doing all kinds of mixtures of training and medicine, whatever they're doing. And so I believe that there needs to be more coordinators like yourself. I know we're going to run out of time here pretty soon. I want you to pray in a moment. But how can people contact you, Tim? How can they reach you?
They can go to timhallmark.com. And that's an overview of what the Lord's allowed me to accomplish over the last 35 to 40 years. And there's a contact, and it gives you my email address. That would be a way to reach out. But, you know, Dale, I wanted to add one more thing. You know, this has been my passion, and it's my life. I think it's part of my destiny is this whole thing with health and fitness. I've been doing it, like you said, most of my life. But one of the things that I can talk about it all day, but one of the things that I do talk about it most days to somebody, but one of the things that I think is extremely important when it comes to health and fitness is what I call root causes of dis/eases. You know, we look at disease as heart disease or whatever, but we can have a dis-ease that causes us to be uneasy. Because we're angry with somebody, we haven't forgiven somebody, we're bitter towards somebody. And I think that's a really good kind of this whole thing of asking the Holy Spirit for peace and asking the Holy Spirit for discernment is to go to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is there anything in my life that I'm thinking wrong about? Is there anybody in my life that I need to go forgive? Is there anybody in my life that I'm bitter towards, even justifiably? You know, I think a lot of us have had someone who's mistreated, or maybe we've mistreated somebody else, but we all know, I think, that unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and frustration and confusion and all those bad spirits can cause our bodies to be sick. So that's why I can't get away from praying to the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues and getting discernment about all those types of things. Because you could eat all the right foods, do everything I'm recommending about food awareness. You could do all of my workout programs, which I think are the best because there's so much variety and you're figuring out what to do. But if you're holding bitterness or unforgiveness, you still might be a very unhealthy, unfit person. Mm-hmm. And I do think the Holy Spirit wants us to have peace. And because, you know, the thing about it is I know people that are super, super, super fit, but they're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to. So, again, going back to praying to the Holy Spirit, you know, where in my life do I need to get healthier? Sometimes it may not be food. It may not be surgery. It may not be workout. It may be that something in your spirit, maybe you need to go talk to somebody. Maybe it's a strained relationship in your family. Maybe it's a strained relationship in a in a marriage or a divorce. You know, those can make people really, really unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That is that's very good, Tim. Yeah, I think you've been covering the whole spectrum of life, and that's what it is: spirit, soul, and body. We are a trinity, and I know it's all got to work together. And I just want to encourage everybody that's listening today to go to timhallmark.com, timhallmark.com, and look at your website, your information. I know that you have a new training machine that Evander Holyfield uses, and it's quite remarkable. And next time you're on, we want to talk about that. But they can look at that. And, you know, you have a lot of different categories there. You have a wonderful website. And I just encourage everybody to go to timhallmark.com, timhallmark.com.
And, yeah, let me jump in and say my website's actually being updated. It hadn't been up there long, but it's being updated as we speak. We've made some changes on it as of yesterday.
Okay.
So in a couple of days, it will probably look a little bit different, and some of the information will be updated. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. Tim Hallmark, it's great to have you on. And, of course, when I got to travel with you and Evander used to come down the aisle on the way to the ring with this background, this song here by Yolanda Ott Adams, and it's entitled "I've Got the Victory." I'll play a little bit of it. "I've Got the Victory" as you say a prayer, Tim.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Dear Father God, we come to you in praise and thanks, and we praise you, Father God, for this time that we can share our lives, Lord. I know you never meant for us to walk alone. And Lord, I praise and I thank you for the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that knows all things. Lord, I ask that you would encourage us, to take time, make time, make it a priority for us to take time and ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and for knowledge and for understanding in every area of our life, in our relationships, in our health, in our divine health, which is all the same thing, in our decisions, in our businesses, and the work that you have for us to fulfill our individual assignments and destiny. So I praise and I thank you, Father God, that we can ask and know that you will answer our prayers, and we can actually praise and thank you now because we know you are going to answer our request, and that we can begin to believe that by delighting ourselves in you and believing that your word is the truth, we will have the desires of our heart, and that is your desire, Lord, is to give us the desires of our heart. So I praise and I thank you for this opportunity to share my life and the wisdom of God and the blessings of God, and most of all, that God is love, that Jesus is love, the Holy Spirit is love, and all the angels are love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tim Hallmark. Thank you for being on today. Thank you for being my friend. It's an honor to have you in my life. Thank you for serving Gene and I and being on this broadcast today. I believe you've helped a lot of people, and we'll look forward to having you back real soon. Thank you for praying. I set myself in agreement with you that we as believers are going to walk in divine healing, health, wholeness, and wellness, spirit, soul, and body. Thank
Amen.
You, Tim. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you, Dale.
God bless
okay.
you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing Alleluia. Hallelujah.
You were everything you've promised. Faithfulness is true, and we're desperate for your presence. All we need is you. Waiting here for you,
and it's you we adore, singing Alleluia.